Is that the phone?
Telephone!
Yeah, that was the phone.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The phone rang?
You're not supposed to have your phone on. It's always ringing.
Today is National Telephone Day.
And I'm Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
See, that's the problem. You're always on that stupid phone.
You're always on the phone.
Hey, happy National Telephone Day.
Call me, call me, call me.
Call me. Bye.
Showtime.
It's National Phone Day, Telephone Day. Here's the thing, I only talk to one person on the phone.
Who's that?
My daughter. Other than that, I don't use my phone like that.
I just only use it when I accidentally call people, like when I called you late Saturday night and I called my dad at 9 o'clock last night.
So that was you that called. I looked at it.
Yeah, I saw that you tried to call back too. What it is you know how you go to end your call? But sometimes the person ends it before you. And so when I go to hit end, I actually hit someone else and I dial it.
So here's the deal. When I wasn't trying to call you back. I was just trying to say, did Teresa call? And you know, if you click on something, it actually goes, it'll just start automatically calling them back.
Are we becoming those stupid people that can't even work our own phones?
Yes.
I consider myself very savvy in terms of avoiding scams and stuff.
Yeah.
But I got scammed hard lately, and I'm about to get a new phone number. I got one of those crazy election things. You know, I get them from both sides. There's nothing that's actually directed at me.
Right.
And it says, type stop to unsubscribe. So I do it. But then when I replied stop, subscribed me to so many things. Telemarketing calls, scam likelies. I am going insane. I am drowning in these calls.
I mean, phones are so different nowadays than they were in the past.
Yeah, but have you noticed it's changed now where it actually says telemarketer?
Yes.
Like it used to, it would say possible spam. It actually just says telemarketer now. Who's going to answer that?
But it's weird because these phones are so technical, and yet we don't know. There's no instruction manual to go and do it unless you go to YouTube. But back in the day, when people actually had a phone at their house, a landline, they actually made videos for people.
This was like in the early days.
Yeah, but the first phones, how to use a telephone.
The telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
I mean, just to use a telephone, don't you think we need them today more than anything?
I like watching videos of kids stuck in a room with a rotary phone.
They don't know what it is.
Like, I don't know how to dial that.
I don't get it. So enjoy your day on your phone, because most of us spend more time on our phones playing video games and searching stuff on social media.
Texting. I mean, I do text a lot, but yeah, who wants to talk to anybody?
Is your daughter, does she know how to work an iPhone?
She knows how to work her iPad better than I do. On my phone, she'll just look over my shoulder and say, Mom, I want to see pictures. Or when I used to play Monopoly Go with you, she would love to hit those buttons for sure.
This is one of those things. So enjoy your telephone, which we all spent. An average phone is now, what, $800?
$1 million.
Seriously, absolutely crazy.
Does anybody ever go out and just spend $800 on a phone, though? I feel like everyone just does it through their carrier with a monthly plan now.
No, my daughter and I, we went out and just bought it outright, so you don't have to pay that monthly payment because you're stuck with that phone.
I bet Patrick Mahomes does that.
Like, there's no contracts. You can just switch in the middle. That's kind of why I'm like, I'm just going to pay it monthly because whatever.
Well, maybe if you need a new phone and you need some money, we're going to give you a chance to win money coming up at 7 a.m.
Yeah, with Mix's $1,000 thank you. It only takes one keyword to win. And like Rocket said, I'll give you the first keyword at 7 a.m.
All right. Tabloid's about 12 minutes away.
The cutest celebrity double date I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Ariana Grande on Mix. All about the music. Olivia Rodrigo, obsessed. I have been obsessed with her since her first album dropped. She is fantastic. There is some people speculating that Clara Bow from Taylor Swift's album is about her, because it talks about how she was, she gives praise to who was it? Fleetwood Mac singer.
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah. And then how she was young in the chair. And the next person coming up. And they think it's got to be Olivia Rodrigo, because she is up and coming and a rock star.
Like handing over the torch.
Yes.
She's very similar to Taylor, too, in the aspect that she's a writer. She's a songwriter. And she's been doing it since she was very young, like Taylor.
Oh, yeah. You seen videos of her when she was like a little kid writing her song?
Yeah, didn't she like write a little song when she... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that video. Yeah.
That's Olivia Rodrigo.
So this has to be my most favorite double date I've ever seen in my entire life. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, out with Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper.
What?
Hello? You didn't see this?
No.
Oh, yes, girl. They're in California. They're at a beautiful little seaside town, and they were all out together on a double date.
Oh, my Atlanta.
Here's my thought on this. Even guys get excited about it because Bradley Cooper loves sports. Travis Kelce is the guy's guy to hang out with.
Yeah, but that's what were they talking about? What was their conversation?
I'm sure it was guy talking, girl talking. Just like it is in the real world.
Travis would probably like, Bradley, I've always thought you were a beautiful man. Travis, you know what? Same. I've always thought that you had a sexy, hairy chest. So speaking of Taylor Swift, her ex, Matty Healy, who has a lot of songs written about him on this new Tortured Poets Department album, TMZ caught up with him and asked him what he thought.
How would you rate your Taylor diss track compared to the 30 others?
My diss track?
Yeah, Taylor's new song.
I haven't really listened to that much of it, but I'm sure it's good.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one, man.
I'm sure it's good.
I was disgusted by this yesterday. There were so many headlines going around, clickbait, saying Matty Healy's full reaction to Taylor Swift's new album, blah, 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 blah. And then he says nothing. Haven't heard it, but I'm sure it's good. Scubbity-dub.
Now, I actually had a different reaction. I thought that was a very classy answer. He could have been rude about it or ignored it or been rude to the paparazzi. I thought that was just a very classy.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not saying anything else because as far as I know, Taylor, she probably has an album coming out tomorrow
exactly.
again.
Exactly. I don't want anybody mad at me, but I thought it was just a nice politically correct, what? I'm sure it's good. She's talented. And Paris Hilton is introducing her baby daughter to the world for the very first time, finally sharing the first official photos of London, who is 5 months old. She actually shared a whole family portrait of the four of them, including their son, Phoenix. And that's a People exclusive. The very pretty family. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. They are locally owned with four locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. So, look, we're going to get some rain today, and it could get severe the next couple of days. They said like millions of Americans, all the way, what did they say, from Texas all the way to Chicago.
Yeah, good thing I'm not driving tomorrow. Oh, dang it, I'm going to be on the road to Oklahoma.
Oh, no.
Man, I have bad timing.
It was pretty gnarly for me on the way to work this morning. Yeah, did you guys experience that?
I just had very light sprinkles.
I had light rain. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to fill up my gas tank now.
So
I stopped and got gas. So be careful on the road. Somehow it always seems Steve Parker gets angry when it rains because people don't pay attention.
Turn your lights on!
Yes, which we'll check with Steve Parker coming up after Justin Timberlake.
Well, a road trip I wish I was going to be a part of. K-State has announced they're going to open their 2025 football season in Ireland. The Wildcats are going to take on Iowa State on Saturday, August 23rd, 2025. Eight NCAA Division I football games have been played in Ireland since 1988. I immediately sent a message to my son. I was like, do you think the band's going to get to go? And he said, I don't know, probably. I'm like, I think you need to re-enroll in school and you need to be in the band at least for one semester because Mama wants to go to Ireland.
My daughter says that's still one of her favorite places, her and her husband. They took a baby moon. Like that. They took that vacation before their honeymoon and they said it's her favorite place on the planet.
I've always wanted to go there. And, I have family in Norway, so I've decided if I ever get to go, I'm going to make a big trip and just see it all.
Yeah.
The NFL draft begins tonight in Detroit. The Chiefs have the 32nd overall pick in the first round, and they're expected to select South Carolina wide receiver Xavier Leggett. Speaking of South Carolina, a sheriff's office in South Carolina had to ask people to stop calling 911 to file noise complaints about a weird roaring sound. Turned out it was just cicadas.
Yeah.
Guys, you don't call 911 for cicadas.
I think they started promoting this like a month ago and they're saying it's going to be bad this year.
Yeah, they said they're much louder than normal.
Oh, God, there's a story I read about that once. Does it seem good?
Was it in the Bible?
Sure was. That's the one.
And finally, a two-year-old boy named Tyler has gone viral on TikTok talking to his mother about being friends with Beyonce.
Where is Beyonce?
Beyonce's in her house, baby.
Can they visit Beyonce?
We don't know her personally. She doesn't live here also, baby.
Beyonce is my friend.
Beyonce is your friend?
Yeah.
Hey, can you introduce me to Beyonce?
Yeah, I want to meet her.
Maybe one day we can meet her.
Yeah.
Sure.
After that went viral, Beyonce gifted the boy blue and white flowers and a unicorn stuffed animal.
That's so cool. Isn't she playing like the country version of Coachella? this weekend, I think.
Is it Stagecoach?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say South by Southwest. Mm. I don't really know my festivals. That's what's trending on Mix.
Taylor Swift, KMXE is Kansas City. Can you believe that Jenny's daughter is 12 and she's going to Paris to see Taylor Swift?
No.
I mean, look, when I was 12, I don't think I did anything.
Rocket, at my age, I've never been to Paris ever. Ever.
I'm a little jealous.
So exciting.
I'll be honest, I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, but the winning always continues. Now we want you to win some free money.
Mix 93.3 and Security Bank of Kansas City are teaming up to give you a G.
With Mix's $1,000 thank you, your 7 a.m. keyword is run, R-U-N. Just go to mix93.com, enter that keyword run. Teresa, could you give us a little run from Jurassic Park?
Oh, I was going to do Forrest Gump. You mean Laura Dern going,
yes.
Run!
Enter to mix93.com for your chance to win the money.
Here's the thing, what I love about this segment, I feel like I learn something every day.
I do too.
I really do.
I also feel incredibly stupid because I don't know any of them until Tara tells me the answer.
Although, Teresa, yesterday you nailed it.
I did do pretty good. Pop culture ones. I'm good at the pop culture.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Austin.
Austin, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
The overall average cost of this activity is $86 per person. What is it?
Golfing.
No, good guess.
I thought it was golf, honestly. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Sam.
Here we go.
True or false? There are more species of orchids in the world than there are species of birds.
True.
Yes. Good job. There are more than twice as many species of the orchid flower than there are species of birds.
I don't know if I've ever seen different orchids.
That you know of.
It's true.
So, because you got that right, you get a pair of tickets to the Downtown Brunch Walk this Saturday in the Power and Light District.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, did you know the answer, or is it you just take a guess? I mean, 50-50 chance of winning.
Well, I kind of took a wild guess.
I like it.
Good for you. It worked out.
I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info.
Real quick, that first question that we did not get correct. The average cost of this activity is $86 per person. It's attending an MLB game.
Oh.
Major League Baseball.
Okay.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Well, it's a lot of hot dogs, Rocket.
And a lot of hot dogs.
True.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my wheat from California.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Thursday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. We'll check in with Steve Parker. The roads are getting slick. A lot of accidents already because the rain is coming down. And the storms are going to happen for the next couple days around the United States.
Yuck.
All right. Earlier this morning, the girls are having a conversation about a double date, and I'm telling you, Kansas City, they lost their mind.
Because it's the ultimate double date. Donna Kelsey shared that she was sent a very nice photo of her son, Travis Kelsey, with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift, on a double date with Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper. And Tara and I both looked at each other, and our brains went, pew!
I can't imagine this double date. To be a fly on the wall. What did they talk about?
I think it'd be like any normal couple. You know how couples get together and the guys will talk about sports or whatnot. And I think the girls are doing their thing too. I think this shows how cool is this though? That he takes a picture and sends it to his mom.
Yeah, I like that.
That is just awesome.
Yeah, Tara and I were very upset that we couldn't actually find a picture of the date.
You were looking for it.
Yeah, Tara, I thought there was one, but then I figured out, no, every story just has pictures of each couple separately. So I really would like to have that one.
What jokes were made? Who took it a little bit too far with the jokes? Who had one drink too many?
Maybe Travis accidentally made a Zayn baby daddy joke.
Yeah,
and Taylor's
exactly.
Like, no, too soon, hon.
Yeah. Did they kick it off by asking about Gigi's baby? And then they're like, oh, Bradley, you have a kid too. How's your kid? And then, like, you two don't have kids. You should make one. That'd be a perfect Kansas City Taylor Swift baby. And then, oh, they all exploded.
They're going, yes. Let me take a picture and send it to mom.
Oh, I love that so much.
If you had a chance, Kansas City, we'll take a few calls, but keep your texts coming in right now. It's the same number, 816-476-7093. You and your significant other had a chance to take a double date. Who would it be with?
Oh, man.
I have so many answers.
Well, I would like to go on a double date with
Travis and
Kelsey and Taylor, but let me think of something different. Who's another power couple? Oh, you know what? This is kind of a nerdy answer, but I've always really enjoyed Kevin Bacon and his wife.
You've been a Kevin Bacon fan
they
forever,
They make
though.
The cutest videos, though, on their farm singing to goats. I love them.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix.
Hi. I would ask Reba and her significant other.
I like him.
That would be fun.
Reba, by the way, I don't know, maybe I'm old school to this. I didn't realize that Reba's show was on the Hallmark Channel based out of Kansas City. It's actually a pretty decent show.
Is it the old one?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's a good one. Thank you. 816-476-7093. Who would be that couple you want to go on a double date with?
Mine would definitely be Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Or do I want to do like a Burt Kreischer and Leanne? I mean, there's so many.
I don't think I could keep up with them drinking. I think I would die. I'd be in the ER with alcohol poisoning.
You would forget all about the date.
But actually, on that same line, I think I would rather go on a double date with Tom Segura and his wife.
Yes.
They're fun.
John Mulaney and Olivia.
Oh, yes.
On the text line, Rachel says, I'm single, but Justin Timberlake. Callie agrees with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. Riley wrote, double date with Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
816-476-7093. This is really a hard question.
Rocket, I know you don't go on dates at all, but like, let's say that you had a significant other. Who would you want to go on a double date with?
Definitely would be Travis and Taylor.
Okay,
duh.
But who's someone different? Anybody
someone
else?
Someone different? Probably somebody like...
What about Patrick Mahomes and Brittany?
No, I would... No.
No? Okay.
I was going to say...
stare at Brittany the whole time.
Yeah,
that'd be awkward.
She's absolutely right. She knows me. I was going to say Kelly Clarkson, but she's not... married anymore.
Well, perfect. Then why don't we just set you on a single date, you and Kelly? I'm going to hook you up.
Yeah.
I'll be like, remember that time, Kelly, you came to Red, White, and Boom, and you fell over speaker, and you stood up, and you said, I'm okay, y'all. And she'll go, yes, I love you, Rocket.
She is pretty hot.
Yeah.
And she's single.
Yeah. And rich.
816-476-7093. So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce went on a double date
with Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper. So we've been playing pretend time and asking, who would you want to go on a double date with? Which celebrity couple?
Amazing answers. John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, Jason and Kylie Kelce, and Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Those are all good, right?
You know who I don't want to go on a date with?
Who?
Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet, because they need to break up.
Whoa!
Man, it seems like Beyonce and Taylor Swift own all of music.
Yes, they do. And they both have really strong fan bases. You know, Taylor has the Swifties, Beyonce has the Beehive. And this is not confirmed, but the Beehive has found all sorts of clues and is speculating that she's going to make a surprise appearance at Stagecoach this weekend.
How cool will that be?
That would be phenomenal, and I need to go reporting live, 90 months pregnant, Tara.
90 months. You know, every time you say it, I feel like it gets longer and longer.
Well, you know, Teresa, more days pass. That's how time works.
That is true. There's a really cute story this morning about a little 2-year-old boy that went viral because he was telling his mom that Beyonce's his friend.
Where's Beyonce?
Beyonce's in your house, baby.
Can I visit Beyonce?
We don't know her personally. She doesn't live here also, baby.
Beyonce is my friend.
Beyonce is your friend?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can you introduce me to Beyonce?
Yeah. I want to meet her.
Maybe one day we can meet her.
Yeah, sure.
Beyonce actually saw that video and sent the little boy blue and white flowers and a unicorn, a stuffed unicorn.
That's so nice.
So very cute. Sweet. Let's get to some trending topics this morning. K-State going to open their 2025 football season in Ireland. The Wildcats will take on Iowa State on Saturday, August 23rd in Dublin.
Somebody here on the show, Tara, wants to go.
It's both of us.
I immediately called my son and I was like, do you think the band gets to go? Maybe you should re-enroll in school and you could just be in band for one more semester. The NFL draft is tonight in Detroit. The Chiefs have the 32nd overall pick in the first round and they are expected to select South Carolina wide receiver Xavier Legette. Airlines will soon have to give refunds for canceled flights and flights that are delayed more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. They also have to give you a refund of checked bag fees if your luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. I love it that they're
it's
cracking
about
down.
Time, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then finally, when Machine Gun Kelly was doing a Hot Ones versus challenge recently, and they asked him, say three bad things about Taylor Swift, he replied, ladies and gentlemen, you have got to be out of your mother beeping mind if you think I want any smoke with that fan base. Also, Taylor is a saint and very nice to me, and Travis is my bro. That's what's trending on Mix.
All right, coming up in less than 15 minutes. Guys, look, there's so many things you can do if you stay in town and in Kansas City. We were just talking about a baseball game, how much it cost. But when you do all these things, like even a staycation, a barbecue dinner with your family or friends, you need money. We're going to give you a chance to win some money.
Yeah, with Mix's $1,000 thank you, I'll give you your 8 a.m. keyword of the day and next chance to win that money.
Jenny, how are you?
Good. How are you?
It's Rocket, Teresa, and Tara. Are you getting excited?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Beyond.
Now, you and your 12-year-old daughter want a trip to go where?
Paris.
To see who?
Taylor Swift.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift, and you're listening to Mix 93.3.
You flip the script.
You know, this may just be me, but when we talk to Jenny, our mixed local winner who's going to go to Paris to see Taylor Swift, I really don't think reality has sunk into her yet.
I don't think it will until she literally is at the airport getting on the plane.
Some of my favorite videos that go viral are the ones where a mom is filming their little girl or their grown-up girl, whatever, and the minute that clock rings and the Taylor's on the stage, people just lose it.
Yeah. And you're going to be in Paris watching that happen.
Gosh, I forgot about that countdown clock. Yes. And all the butterflies in your body just go nuts. Oh, my word.
And unlike Madonna, Taylor starts her show on time.
Yes.
Exactly on time.
So there was a story this morning. It was so cute watching both two of my favorite people in the world I work with. I'm very blessed. Get giddy over a double date that happened the past week.
Yeah, it was Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Donna Kelce is the one who let us know that she received a very sweet photo of her son and Taylor Swift on a double date with Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper.
You two lost it.
I just can't imagine. My brain can't fathom
but
this combo.
They're normal people.
No, they're not. They're not normal.
So we want you to be a part of the show. The phone number is the same number you can text in. 816-476-7093. If you get a chance to take a double date with your significant other, who would it be with? I really think that those four people had a great time. Because I can see Bradley Cooper, you know, just talking to Travis Kelce, like it's just two guys hanging out, talking sports.
We know that Gigi and Taylor have been friends for a long time, and I have a feeling that Travis probably gets along with anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from you. Call or text 816-476-7093. What did you call it earlier? Pretend time.
Yeah, it's pretend time.
So we have a lot coming in on the text line, actually.
Oh, yeah, let's
Rocket.
Get after him.
Jelly Roll and Bunny are a top one.
That would be really cool. Our friend Cartel Styles hung out with both of them.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And he did shoes for her. And he said that they are the nicest two people you will ever meet.
They seem like it.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely get that impression. We also have Kelce Ballerini and Chase Stokes. Robert says...
Why are you laughing?
I think Rocket fantasizes over Taylor Swift, and maybe not in a pure way.
You think?
Big red duh truck. This one says Mama June and her significant other because their drama is better than mine. Ooh. That's fair. We have some friendship ones like Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon for the most hilarious date ever. That would be fun. Teresa, what was your answer?
Well, I think you and I are kind of on, I mean, obviously you said Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, but I think you and I are synced when it comes to comedians.
Yes.
I think John Mulaney and Olivia Munn would be great. And yes. I love Tom Segura and his wife.
Also, I know nothing about Conan O'Brien's wife, but to spend an evening with Conan O'Brien, that there'd be nothing wrong with that.
See, this is a problem with me. If I was going to double date with somebody, but I'm not dating, I think I would be just infatuated with the person's partner. Like Jason Kelce and his wife.
Yeah, Kylie.
When I met her, I couldn't talk.
That's really surprising because you're normally so cool around people.
Yeah, especially women. Rocket, so this is how it's going to work. You and I should go on a double date with Jason and Kylie, and you can just stare awkwardly at Kylie, and I will just ask Jason, can I put my thumb in your beard and just twirl your beard hair? And it won't be weird at all.
That's sounding really romantic in a lot of different ways. I got to be honest with you.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. It is all about the music. Another mix artist is coming to Kansas City, and we have a pair of concert tickets for you.
Yep, NF is coming to the T-Mobile Center Friday, May 10th, which is just around the corner. To win, we are going to play Family Feud, but I am looking for the third answer on the board. Just in case you're not familiar with Family Feud, you get a big category. And you try to answer the most popular question, but for the Rocket and Teresa show, we're looking for the third most popular answer.
Do you ever get in a, you know, what do you call it, Teresa, when you watch
rabbit
videos?
Hole.
Rabbit hole. Do you ever get there watching Family Feud?
The Steve Harvey version?
Yes.
Because the answers are so inappropriate.
And he is
my
so
gosh.
Funny.
He just can't believe it.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to play, call right now, 816-476-7093. Get you on the phone, and Tara will explain again how we're doing this. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Oh, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron.
All right, Ron. Looking for the third answer on the board. Name a piece of clothing people buy without trying it on.
Socks.
No.
Thanks, buddy. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Are you there?
Yeah, Jesse.
All right, Jesse, here we go.
Name a piece of clothing people buy without trying it on.
Let's go with shirt.
Nope. Never.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
It's Courtney.
Courtney, here we go.
Name a piece of clothing people buy without trying it on.
Underwear?
Nope.
That was my answer.
Was it really?
That's number two on the board.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Megan.
Here we go.
Name a piece of clothing people buy without trying it on.
Jeans.
Nope.
Oh, how could you?
That's the riskiest of all items.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Molly.
Molly.
What's your answer, Molly?
Can you ask the question one more time? My kids were
sure.
yelling.
Sure. Name a piece of clothing people buy without trying it on.
Socks.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, Ty.
Is that your answer?
Yes, that's my answer.
Great job. That's amazing. You got that right. Necktie was the third answer on the board. Number one was socks. Number two was underwear. So because of that, you get a pair of tickets to see NF at the T-Mobile Center May 10th.
All right.
Where are you working? You have to talk like this.
Are you trying to be professional?
Or are you just trying to be hot?
Oh, no, you know, it's like that in the morning, and then after I get your coffee, it clears up.
Okay. Wait, well, quick apparently, recap. Yeah.
Apparently, Rocket thinks it's hot, and he's attracted to it. So. Hey.
I'm too dumb to lie.
Hey. Are you working, being professional, or are you just trying to be hot?
Oh, God. Hey,
thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your information. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, it's our final look at Tabloid.
Yeah, the celebrity couple that sleeps together every single night, even if it has to be through FaceTime.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Stick Season by Noah Kahan is coming up next. By the way, he's on the road, and everywhere he goes, this guy sells out. His song, Stick Season, is coming up after a last look at Tabloid.
Yeah, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, Gigi Hadid, and Bradley Cooper recently went on a double date together at a beautiful seaside California town. Meanwhile, TMZ caught up with Taylor's ex, Maddie Healy, and asked him about Taylor's new album, specifically the songs inspired by their relationship.
How would you rate your Taylor diss track compared to the 30 others?
My diss track?
Yeah, Taylor's new song.
I haven't really listened to that much of it, but I'm sure it's good.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one, man.
Okay, first of all, he's lying. He's totally listened to it. But second of all, I do think that was a nice, polite answer. He could have been rude to the photographer guy. He could have said something rude, and that was just a nice, you know,
You know his publicist told him, don't be stupid on this.
Don't make the Swifties come after you again. I just really was upset by all the clickbait yesterday, all the gossip sites saying
you clicked on it?
His full reaction to the Taylor Swift album. And he just said, I haven't heard it, but I'm sure it's good.
Were you upset because it got you good?
It got me good every time. Like, maybe there's more here. Nope, none of them had more.
And finally, Blue Bloods actor Donnie Wahlberg, an NKOTB member, stopped by the Drew Barrymore show this week and talked about how even though he is away from his wife, Jenny McCarthy, a lot, they sleep together every night.
I'm away most of the year working. She goes to LA and films The Masked Singer. I go to New York and film Blue Bloods. We live in Illinois, but we now have the luxury of being able to sleep together when we're apart. So whoever's going to sleep first just calls the other one. We spend the whole night together when we're not together. And look, that's not that we're insecure or that we need to do this. We love to do it.
They FaceTime each other while they sleep. Romantic
I'm just gonna
or
shut
stupid?
Up.
Honestly, I don't know. I think
it's
my husband would be
romantic.
Like, Tara, not a friggin' chance. If I'm like, can you just FaceTime me till I fall asleep? He'd be like, sure, but it's going to be in my back pocket and I don't care about you.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
That got dark real
Maybe
fast.
Maybe he wouldn't take it that far. Maybe I took it too far in my impression, but I don't think my husband would be down for this.
That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals from Link Kitchen, linkkitchenkc.bottle.com.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. We did a video earlier today, and I forgot to hashtag or share it to the candy company.
Yeah, you always got to tag them because usually when I do that, they reply to me.
Yeah, you get free stuff.
One time I didn't even make an original video. It was when Jessica Simpson did a tuna commercial with her daughter and making fun of back when she was on Newlyweds.
Yeah.
All I did was share it and say, this is hilarious. And this tuna company, Chicken of the Sea, reached out to me and they were like, thanks for sharing. Here's some free tuna.
Because I found something on accident this morning. As you know, I stopped by and see my friends, the same people every day at Quick Trip. You know, the Frito-Lay guy, my friends at work there. There's just the same people every morning. And he goes, hey, man, you need to check this out. And I said, okay. It's a Reese's peanut butter cup. You get mad every time I say it that way, don't
you? Because you say Reese's. It's not. It's Reese's.
Well, anyway, it's peanut butter cup. But hey, man, you know, we just had 420. It's peanut butter cup. Are you ready? With potato chips.
Did he actually sound like that?
Yes.
Did he mention 420?
No, I did.
Are you adding that for dramatic effect?
Yes.
He always tries to slip 420 into every conversation.
Because well, it really
sounds like a 420 snack.
It is such a, I've never even seen it advertised, but it's delicious. And I thought, okay, I loved it. I'm like, I'm going to share one with a pregnant woman. Maybe she'll do it. Tara is very particular on her diet and what she eats.
Yeah, she's kind of boring when it comes to things she puts in her mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you were like, Teresa will do anything. Mikey likes it. So I tried it. And not only is it a peanut butter cup with chips in it, it's a big cup. It's thicker and taller than normal. And I liked it. I'll be honest, it tastes just like a regular peanut butter cup. It just is more salty. Well, it's that salty and sweet combination.
It's like a Ruffles potato chip.
It's crunchy.
Mixed into
it. It's got a little bit of crunchiness in it. Yeah, so I'm going to give that one a thumbs up and recommend that. And then also this morning I saw, you guys tell me if you're into this.
All right.
Sour Patch Kids flavored Oreos.
Blech.
It's coming for a limited time. They'll go nationwide May 6th. Now, I know it sounds gross, but because I talked about the Pop Rocks Oreos and you made the same sound, Tara.
Yeah.
It's not as gross as you think. It's always going to be the same Oreo outer part. It's just the filling that changes. Like the Pop Rocks one, it was kind of like fun pink and blue icing and it just had little Pop Rocks in it. So this is probably just going to be kind of a Sour Patch flavored cream filling.
Did I mention bleh?
Would you at least try it? Well, I know you won't. Rocket, would you try it?
I tried
your candy.
I know,
If I get some, will you try it?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that.
You notice things have changed with Teresa ever since I gave her a sample? You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
I don't know what she's talking about.
She's really chilled out, man. I mean,
she's like mellow and stuff.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. So they're saying on the news early this morning and then the next couple of days, millions of Americans are going to be affected by storms all over the country.
Yeah, from Texas all the way up through here and up to Chicago?
Up to Chicago.
And it seems like they keep upgrading the risks.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's going to get worse and worse. So just be extra careful and aware.
You said something that really hit home with me, Rocket.
What's that?
It's a soup day.
It is a soup day. Does that sound good?
I have creamy tomato soup waiting for me at home. I might have to even throw in a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, delicious.
Is there a restaurant? I mean, this is really me asking the question. Is there a restaurant that just serves soups?
Yeah.
I like Jason's Deli for soup.
Ugh.
I like Chili's enchilada soup.
Chili's potato soup. Actually, also Houlihan's potato soup.
Houlihan's.
No, I really need some soup. Some really good soup.
All right. Steve Serrano is coming up next, which means, guys, tomorrow we kick off the weekend.
Friday.
But before we leave, we always do this.
We slow down and take a second look.
Second look, man.
Yeah, man.
Second
just
look,
play it, Rocket.
Man.
I'm
trying. Just push stalling.
Just push the freaking button.
I'm hitting the button.
Donna Kelsey is the one who let us know that she received a very sweet photo of her son and Taylor Swift on a double date with Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper.
If you had a chance to take a double date with your significant other, who would it be with? If I was going to double date with somebody, but I'm not dating, I think I would be just infatuated with the part of the person's partner. Like Jason Kelsey and his wife?
Yeah, Kylie.
I when I met her, I couldn't talk.
That's really surprising because you're normally so cool around people.
Yeah, especially women. Rocket, so this is how it's going to work. You and I should go on a double date with Jason and Kylie, and you can just stare awkwardly at Kylie, and I will just ask Jason, can I put my thumb in your beard and just twirl your beard hair? And it won't be weird at all.
That's sounding really romantic in a lot of different ways.
It's a plan.
I thought the pregnant girl was going to throw up when she heard that.
No, she's into it.
Whatever,
she's
I was so into it.
All right, Steve's coming up next. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.